be here. Or that I'm not allowed to be here.
Hey, 礼貌点啊.
Okay.
Hands right. See, I can physically be here. But what you meant to say is you're not allowing me to be here.
Hands behind your back. Come on.
Well, it's like women.
You're gonna make me walk through you?
Yeah, you can't let you do that either.
You with the cat! See, I don't think you understand the meaning of that word.
Welcome to Comedy House. This week we talk about the manga Crazy Food Truck, the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once, and the new manga by Okubo's assistant, Gachi Okuda. All right, enjoy the show.
What up, niggas? I ain't got nothing extra to say. Sorry. We'll be back in this thing.
This is Bilal.
This is Ren.
This is Crystal. You are naked.
I was trying to be honest.
Why are you being a little heavy? Like, yeah, no, sorry.
She tried. It was in her spirit.
Yeah, you like in that moment, I saw you trying to think of something, but
she really did.
Mm-hmm.
Ren be trying.
I was thinking for a while.
I bet.
I just couldn't come up with it.
That's fair. Ooh.
My bad.
That's
Topo Chico's in the house.
Anyway, how y'all week going?
I mean, it's going.
It's going.
It's going.
Yeah.
Now you want to say anything? It's your what day is it?
Guess what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
It's Guess Tuesday. What's
happening? Hump day is tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow? Anything else happen tomorrow?
My mother may have released me from her womb that day.
Yeah, the womb release party.
Yeah, it's the womb. It's the coochie. I'm sorry.
No, dude. No, continue. It's the what?
No.
Go on, show your whole leg.
Yeah.
Go on, get it out.
The pussy explosion party? yeah.
It's the coochie carnage.
Yeah. Were you a C-section baby?
No.
You weren't?
That's why I said coochie carnage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Coochie carnage.
Completely just tore it all up?
Yes. Just back to front.
Mm-hmm.
Split that. I mean, came down that bitch like
from the rooter to the tooter.
Cedric, first of all, this fly.
I know where the fuck that motherfucker come from.
He came outside. What do you think? Yeah, I did. That was me. I did it on purpose. You know, it's all sabotage over here.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. You had to find out this way. Hmm.
But yes, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so
happy
much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, good friends.
Happy birthday. Damn. How? You want to give a number or you just want to leave
a
it
number.
Out?
Why do I need to know that? 32.
How old am I? I totally forgot how old I am.
32. I'll be saying shit like that.
What you mean?
How old am I?
You don't forget sometimes?
No. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. you never just sit down and be like, man, that number doesn't feel real.
So I'd be like, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
I don't know who told this stupid ass lie, but it wasn't me. I'm not fucking 32. No way.
Well, you don't look a day over 24.
Black don't crack,
well,
man.
Thank you, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Black don't crack. Go ahead, friend.
I be trying to look young and effervescent and things.
Y'all remember that one episode where,
episode of what?
Those little kids, little 12-year-olds, thought you was the same age as them.
Oh my God.
What?
And they wanted to play.
No, girl. I was like, girl.
I forgot about that.
Get the fuck away from my dope. Nah, I wasn't like that, but she definitely was trying to get some playtime in. My mom was like, you just gotta tell her. I was like, you tell her.
How come you couldn't tell the girl that you,
Because it wasn't for me to tell.
You were twice her age, and you couldn't be like, I'm an adult.
It wasn't for me to tell.
I pay bills.
It wasn't for me to tell.
I got this driver's license. I can drink.
Why couldn't my mama just tell her?
It wasn't
clearly her place. She the one that said I couldn't go outside and play.
It wasn't her place. What would you have done if your mama said, yeah, let me go get her?
I would have been pissed.
You want to go play with these?
I would have said, so you think that shit funny, huh, Linda?
Yeah, it would have been real funny.
She would have thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Because she bring it up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And she think it's hilarious.
Poor baby.
She's well, they need to find her something to do. Because for one thing, she should not be at other at people's house just out here.
You never just did that?
Ooh, I didn't mean to eat that little hot pepper.
You never, when you were that age, like 10, 11, you just didn't go around random people's house and
fuck
like,
no, Bilal. No. Know why?
Why?
Rape. That's why.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I forgot. So, no, we didn't do things like that.
I was looking from the perspective of a man. I'm sorry. You're right. It sounds facetious, but it's not.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
It does not.
Yeah, because that's
what... I just had to refresh you on the reality of the situation.
Yeah, no. Because, like, me and my friends, we just, like, when we saw some family with a kid, we just, like, knocked on that door and be like, hey.
Come outside, bro.
Where the little nigga at? Where you at?
We want to play.
Tell your nigga to come outside.
I see you in there. What are you doing? Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Yeah, and us in this, like, little white suburb just, like, fucking around.
Oh, that must have been terrifying for some people.
Oh, absolutely. It was two black kids and a Mexican kid. Just going around
looking like y'all could be hitting a lick.
A Mexican?
Yeah.
Y'all had the whole prison system of the rainbow right there. People's probably terrified.
Scared of us. Scared of the 11-year-olds and the very tall 10-year-old.
Yes. Who was the tall 10-year-old? Was that you?
No. I was short. I was always short. Was I short? Nah, I'm average height. I'm not like short.
That's what all short guys say.
What?
They all say they're average height.
You know what? You're right. Let me turn that back. I'm short. I'm 5'8".
Oh, my damn. Oh. No, it's the game. I'm sorry.
Like,
I promise. It's cool. It's all perfectly okay.
Damn.
5'8".
Ouch.
To be 5'8 and some change.
Some change. Anyway, what's today? Today is... It's May. It's the middle of May. This month went by quickly. It was just April. And then we got June. Are we going to Akon?
When is it?
I think it's first week. It's the first weekend in June. Hold on.
I'm down to go.
Let me double check. Yeah, let me double check when that is, because, like, I would like to go to Akon. Yeah, first weekend of June. Okay. Because, like, just recently I was thinking about, like, making a real cheap cosplay.
What of what?
Toji from Jujutsu Kaisen.
Who is it?
He's a character who hasn't showed up in the anime yet.
I like the
Hold on. Drunk
stroll through Con if we got any, you know?
You need to do that. Where is Akon held?
Sheridan? I think it's going to be at the Sheridan.
It's not at Sheridan anymore.
Hey!
It's Convention Center?
Damn, I'm off. Look at you with your fast-ass thumbs over there.
Thumbelina.
That's it. Thank you.
This bitch hit me.
Yeah, this is Toadie.
What? Oh, wow. He's hot.
Yeah. Let me see that one more time.
Snack.
It's a print. That's it. It's like a little print.
No, he's got like...
Look like a print.
He's got like joggers
Brent,
on.
Does that look like a print?
Let me see that. Hold on now. Let me put my eye on it now. Yep. No, I see a little zick down there. I see a little zick.
I bet the sweatpants gray. Whore.
That's why I belong on cosplay.
Nah, it's easy.
A whore.
I mean, y'all. We can't be talking about my business on the radio like this.
Whore. Start this damn show.
What news we got?
Whore.
Oh,
shit. I ain't got no news.
You got no news? Hold on.
I ain't got no news. This shit look dry to me. I don't know. I'm gonna pass it to you niggas. I ain't got shit.
Bruh. Yoshi's Island is kicking my
ass. Kicking the ass?
Yeah.
Wait, you playing Yoshi's Island or Yoshi's Story? It's the one with the Yoshi's or the baby?
It's Yoshi's Story.
What was the one on Nintendo 64?
Yoshi's Story.
That story. Yoshi's Story.
Do they still have that theme song that go?
That's it.
That's
yeah,
a bop.
That's it.
It actually started out with like a little island thing.
It did.
That was a bop. I need that as a ringtone, bro. That's what a relaxing song. I'm gonna play that on my way back. I didn't know that was on the Switch. How much you pay for that?
I had to get the online subscription and then download a.
Oh, it's part of the library.
Yeah.
So like when you do the online subscription, they give you like a library.
But you
like,
gotta get an expansion pack. It was $40.
I'm not. I mean, Yoshi on Nintendo 64 was busting.
Yeah, I'm gonna play Yoshi and I'm gonna play Mario 64.
Hell yeah.
And Banjo-Kazooie's on there. They need to add.
That game gave me a great deal of motion sickness. What the fuck is up with this
fly, bro?
Banjo-Kazooie? Mm-hmm. Oh, Spyro gave me a... Ooh, Spyro fucked me up.
I got Spyro, too.
I still played it, though. Sick and all.
As you should.
Throwing up.
As you...
Pause, I pause it, I throw up.
As you should.
Go right back to playing it. I was like that with Overwatch for a while, too.
You throw up?
Yeah, when, like, motion sickness... Because, like, when I play, like, video games like that, especially, like, first-person shooter, I'm high as hell. I'll sit there and I'll, like, play forever. And I get, like, a little motion sickness. I got to take motion sickness pills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And when I play, I got to have a certain setup.
I'm thinking about the concept of water parts. Kind of disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking nasty.
It's a
cesspool.
It's a cesspool. It's a petri dish of just germs and people all over the place.
Wet skin.
And you know, people don't be like clean when they get in the pool. Like,
that's why I always used to get an ear infection.
Ugh. Ew. Like, it's a fun idea, but
it's gross.
Damn, I'm going through this news is almost nothing. Oh, I do have one piece of news. Mob Psycho Season 3 got a release date for this fall, October debut. It may be the last season of Mob Psycho, so
it looks like it's time.
Yeah, because the manga ended, I want to say, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I really like Mob Psycho 100. Mob Psycho is the story also written by the One Punch Man author. All right, let's move on to Reading Ass Book Club. What y'all been reading?
I'm still reading Spy Family.
Still reading Spy Family?
Yeah.
What arc are you on?
That one Spy Nightfall came try to steal yours, man. I ain't appreciate
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't appreciate it.
You didn't like Fiona showing up, being like...
I feel like she was on some hoe shit, you know? She tried to make it all about the mission, you know, all about Strix. But it wasn't about Strix. It was about bussing some of that thick cock from Twilight. And I appreciate it because I feel like you can't just step up in their whole little family life situation and just assume that your isn't killing it as a mom. She may not be able to cook, but guess what she can do?
Mm-hmm.
Whoop a nigga ass.
Y'all read hentai? I know y'all read hentai. You want me to send you the Spy Family hentai I found today?
Absolutely.
What?
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
I'll send it to the line. It's real good. But yeah.
Wow. What's man, up? They don't skip a beat, huh?
They don't.
How could you? It's two very beautiful women right there.
Wow.
One of them is a murderer.
Wow.
She be killing people.
But that's where I'm at. This bitch gonna come over here and try to steal yours, man. And then Anya went to Lloyd's place of work. Because she needs to write a book report. Not a book report.
Yeah, it's like a presentation. Report,
though. It's like a presentation.
Yeah, she's like,
hey, about what her parent does.
Mm-hmm.
Your passed her out because she was like, I'm a murderer.
I can't show you what I do at work.
Yeah, I'm a whole murderer. She really don't know that Lloyd out here being a whole spy.
How could she know?
She couldn't, but Anya does. And she nosy.
Of course she is. She's like a child.
She is. She's not like. She is.
I do appreciate that about Spy Family, that she's not just an adult. She's not written like an adult. She's just a kid with powers. She's just a kid.
Her and the damn dog.
I love those two.
I love the dog.
I love the dog.
The dog ripped up her penguin.
Because he was jealous.
And she told the dog that she hate him. He felt so bad. He brought her a bag of peanuts.
You good, Crystal?
I'm reviewing this. This it. This the action. This what the fuck?
What's Anyways. Up? What you been reading, Crystal?
Finish Chainsaw Man.
Volume 10? Hold on.
So I don't want to say anything. Don't we'll say wait anything. Until 11 because I know we've been like.
I see the cheeks from the front. That's what I said. The cheeks from the front.
Keep scrolling.
Spy X 6. What?
Keep scrolling, friend.
I'm about to go put it on my little app.
All I will say is fuck Makima.
Guys.
Bitch.
All right.
So this week I did not read anything, but hold on. I did pick something up. Shout out to Dad Needs to Talk, our good friend of the podcast. I was on our Commie House socials and I saw that he had picked up Crazy Food Truck. We talked about Crazy Food Truck maybe like I don't know the episode.
This was
y'all.
Long ago when I read like the first 8 chapters.
Yeah, so we've talked about it before because Bilal's a reading ass nigga, but we now officially have physical copies in store. By the time we release this episode, it will already be out. But you know how like bookstores and manga stores do. They always get it like a week early. So I picked up my copy. And so a quick little synopsis about a Crazy Food Truck is Gordon, for which I like his name. I like his name, Gordon.
I think it's a reference to Gordon Ramsay.
Yep. Gordon is a gruff middle-aged cook running a food truck in a sand-covered wasteland when he encounters Orissa, a naked girl sleeping in the middle of nowhere.
Little naked ass.
He takes on the unintended traveling companion and her unexpected appetite. You know, skinny bitches need to eat. She a little thick. She a little slim thick. I see the thighs. I see that, girl. Anyways. Yeah. Oh, too bad. She also has unexpected baggage. An armed militia hot on her tail. Fasten your seatbelts for this post-apocalyptic cooking and violent mayhem on this crazy food truck road trip. So, this is actually also a light manga. It's a quick read. That kind of sounds like I said light novel, but it's a quick read. Let me just clarify, not a light novel, my bad. But I think it's only going to have like three volumes.
Yeah,
so quick read, something nice to read if you know you if you're like us and you've been reading Chainsaw Man for about, you know, 11 years now. You know, this is a quick read for you. So
the story behind it is it was a web series. I think it was self-published.
It's only gonna have one volume?
3 volumes.
True.
Yeah, it was a self-published web series just like on their Twitter. And I remember when the first few chapters were out.
How you be catching waves like this? That's crazy.
I be digging deep. Wow. Like, I read manga.
But I'll be fine and shit and he be, yeah. I read that like 10 years ago. You know, life flex. Nothing major.
That's really the case.
Like, the problem is here, is
here
that, like...
Go. Here we go.
It's not the problem, because, like, I keep up with, like, Scanlation. I keep up with, like, most of the manga that, like, gets released. And I look at the first chapter. And I try out the first chapter, like, most manga that I see. And I be like, will I like this? No. And I move on. But...
I'm reading ass, nigga.
If I sit there for like 5 minutes and read that chapter, I'd be like, cool, this is getting in the rotation. Do I keep reading it? That's it. Like, I don't.
So you just give it a chance.
I give everything I can try a chance.
It's a simple read. I need to apply that to reading manga.
Yeah.
So I apply it to books. Apply to everything.
Yeah,
you apply that to everything. Like movies, TV shows, music.
Men. Just try it out.
I have a question.
Men. Definitely men.
Okay, I have a question.
What's your question?
My question is, my roommate says it's crazy. Do you think 2 to 3 new albums a day is crazy?
No.
Yeah. So that's...
No. That's a work day. Because most albums are like an hour.
An hour.
And that's just if you choose to do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you're just going to choose, like if you're saying, I'm not going to listen to nothing old today. I'm just going to listen to 3 random new albums.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy.
That's what I try to do.
Yeah. So I try to do that, but also with manga. I'd be like, hey, what's something new I could read today? So I at least try, if it's a day that like I feel like reading manga, I'd be like, what's a new manga I could read? And I like look at the cover, I look at that chapter, and I'd be like, cool, read it. And that's how I found Crazy Food Truck, and that's how I find like a lot of new stuff.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, so with Crazy Food Truck, it was a web published thing, and the author was saying, if this got enough votes, we'll continue it. And they continued it enough to get 3 volumes, mm-hmm. but I don't know what made them end.
Is this chaotic?
Not really chaotic. No, not that much. It's not Fire Punch.
That's the scale. You know what? That is officially the scale for mm-hmm. anything chaotic. I think, yeah, Fire Punch is a 10.
Did I ever? Okay, Fire Punch is a 10.
Fire Punch is a 10.
Well, that's like a 6, 7. It's like...
Okay, it's mid. It's mid on the chaotic scale.
It's mid on the chaotic scale.
Okay, I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
7.
Yeah, yeah. You seen Trigun?
Yes.
That's what it gives me vibes of.
Wow. Okay.
You know, what a great...
So 5.
Yeah.
Anime opening.
Love Trigun's opening.
Why? Why did it have to come out that hard?
It just needed you to know it wasn't here to play games.
It Absolutely. Was not here to play games. You're right.
What have you been reading?
I've been reading, did I talk about this last time? Gachi Akuta. Did I talk about this?
Gachi Akuchi.
I looked you right in your eyes. I was like,
I knew it was coming. Gachi Akuchi.
Yeah, I read you Gachi Akuchi. Gachi Akuta, GACHIAKUTA. Synopsis is a slum where criminals' descendants live. People beyond the border look down and discriminate them as tribal people. Ludo, an orphan boy, lives in a slum with his foster parent and makes a living using his extraordinary physical powers. One day, he's accused of a crime that he doesn't commit and is thrown into the abyss that even the slum people fear.
Not the slum people.
Yeah, no. Yeah, also. Who was I? I forget who I was talking to that was watching the Oblongs. I was talking to like somebody on Twitter.
I love Oblongs. What?
I remember watching it. I was like, this is weird.
That's why I liked it. You had the dad, just no arms, no legs, but he is still giving.
He was kind.
Kind, but still giving his wife quality dick. How?
Because she was acting like it was blowing her fucking back out. With her bald headed ass.
She used to put that lace front
Bro, on. That tall ass lace front. That shit was 3 feet high. That bitch was bald as fuck. And then moved to the slums and all her hair fell out. How you know you really love a nigga? You let your hair fall out for him.
They both bald headed. No, he had hair on the side.
He had to
right?
comb over. Yeah. He had to comb over. Yeah.
Yeah, he sure did.
They sun bald headed.
Leave the sun. Yep. Is.
He had that one hair at the top.
That one little alfalfa.
He had it.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I mean, Gachi Akuta. It's another one that I was talking to friend of the podcast, Father of Ash, about Robert. And I started reading, but I fell off because like I couldn't find the translations for it as quickly. But I am enjoying it. It is written by one of the assistants of Fujimoto, somebody who worked. No, not Fujimoto. It is roll that back. It is written by one of the assistants of Okubo, who is the author of Fire Force and Soul Eater.
Okay. Keep us.
Yeah, yeah. So I started reading this because when Fire Force ended, the author was like, hey, you should check out this work, Gachi Okuda, because like, this is written by one of my pupils, and I see her being like one of the another persons coming up. Mm-hmm. And I definitely agree with like the artwork of Gachi Okuda being like super weird and not like traditional shonen. It's like super gritty and super like sharp and super like, what's the word? It has like really powerful, sharp motions in a way that like a lot of manga, not traditional, what's the word? Not cliche, but like what most shonen manga like follows on. You know what I'm talking about? Like the shapes, the cutesy, and like round stuff. It's really like the opposite of that. Like where like Fire Force is like super stylized and doesn't try to get like as realistic. This is like in the vein, but like in a really unique way.
Okay.
So, I really like Gachi Okuda. It's not, right now, it's not breaking any grounds with the story it's making, but the setting is really interesting where, like, the protagonist gets tossed down into, like, a trash pit, and he's got to find a way, like, back up. And it's about this group about, like, janitors, they're called, or the cleaners, whichever translation we're going to stick with. I'm going to call them janitors. The janitors, like, clean around, like, fighting monsters, and it's just, it's good shonen. Like I said, it's not groundbreaking yet, but it's only 12 chapters, and we'll see where it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So you're enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
How much does it have out?
Yeah, it's 12 chapters out right now.
Okay. You read all of them already?
Yep.
Okay.
12 chapters, and yeah, 12 chapters. It's going slow.
So you niggas check that out, and then you reach out to us, and you let us know.
Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give me new finds too. Let me see what you're reading that I haven't been reading as well. Cause like I like reading new stuff.
You ain't gonna be able to find nothing.
Like most of the time,
don't try.
Cause I think I'm mostly seinen and I'm mostly like older shonen. Cause I stay away from like a lot of comedy stuff, and I don't stay away from JoJo because there's some JoJo that I still read, but I don't.
So
read
then
as
just
much.
Send him like hentai.
No, don't send me hentai.
Definitely send him massive amounts of hentai on Twitter.
Because they won't have, like, good stuff. They'll be like...
No, send him like, some filthy shit.
Be NTR. It's like, yeah. I want to read that shit.
That's what he wants.
I don't want that.
As he does.
Don't
listen to him. Don't listen to what he's saying. He doesn't know what he needs.
You're right. Just send me the... No, please don't send me the grossest stuff. I'd be so mad.
Send him tentacle porn. He likes
that
it.
Gross.
He likes that.
Don't worry about that.
You know you like that.
I read a gay hentai once and it was odd.
Was it odd?
It was
how?
Brutal.
Oh. Was it Killing Star Gang?
No, I don't know what it was called. I just like randomly. I was validating a website.
Uh huh.
And I happened to see that and I was quite intrigued, and then I kept reading it.
Mm hmm.
Children popped up on my timeline, and do not get that pregnancy behind thee. Anyways, yeah, and I surveyed it a little bit, and I said, not for me. I don't know the name of it. I don't want to remember the name of it. I don't want to remember it at all.
Right. It's good to know what you want, friend.
Yeah. Boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's
you got to have boundaries with hentai.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What was I saying? Yeah, that was Gachi Okuda, but... Hold on. Did somebody just... What was I saying? I know you guys probably didn't read this, but did you ever read The Breaker? Did you read The Breaker?
Negative.
Damn. The Breaker is like a really old, not really, really old. I think it's like 2009.
The Breaker.
Yeah, look at The Breaker or The Breaker New Waves. It's an old, I keep saying old, it's an older Korean martial arts manhwa that
like
was,
the
it was one
what
of the,
one time?
The Breaker.
The Breaker.
It was the first martial arts manhwa that I read. Like, around the time that I started getting really into manga and manhwa. And just now, after, like, 13 years, they are working on the sequel. And a lot of people are really excited about that. So I do want to shout out The Breaker.
Oh, this is pretty. I like the art style.
The Breaker's really good. Yeah. The Breaker Eternal Waves. The Breaker is probably the reason why I really like Viral Hit. It's how... I love Viral Hit. So The Breaker is about a kid who gets into an accident, and then a martial arts master finds him and heals him up to become...
Beat niggas' asses.
He becomes a martial arts master himself. So if you want to give it a shot of like an old, like a weak kid becoming powerful, I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. You know, yeah. I love a good underdog story.
Mm-hmm. Breaker's really good. Breaker Internal Forces, it's doing this thing where the protagonist of the old part is now like super strong, and now he's training up a kid of his own.
Bit.
Yeah. Like, I wish we saw more of him beating people's asses rather than, like, this older kid being, like, a little shit stand.
Sorry.
That's fine. It's like, we go with the story like every other Korean manhwa, but it's alright.
I'm sorry, Bilal.
It's fine, it's fine. It's still The Breaker. I love The Breaker.
Bilal loves The Breaker.
I love The Breaker. The Breaker's good. Where we at? Any other reading-ass shit you guys want to point out?
Nope. I ain't been reading.
Alright.
Oh. I am off this week, so I will be reading.
Hell yeah. You gotta catch up on Chainsaw Man. I wanna talk to you about Chainsaw Man. Like, especially when you get to Volume 10. Because, like, Crystal read Volume 10.
She did.
How you feel about the burger scene? You don't wanna talk about it? You wanna leave it?
Hilarious.
It's good.
Because, like, I don't think Denji knows that he's, like...
Yeah, leave it. Yeah. Next... Volume 11, I'll explain it to you.
It kind of is funny, but it breaks my heart because he's over there like, it's like he hears himself, but when they hear him talking, it's like,
yeah,
he's like screaming, I'm going to kill you. And it's good to see a returning character.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good to see a returning character because she ran off. She was like, I done seen all I needed to see.
And she should have.
And I'm out, okay?
I'm sticking around for this bullshit.
I'm a scary-ass bitch, and I can't do this. I'm
not sticking around for it, bro.
This is crazy.
This is some bullshit.
This bitch wrecked my car.
She did. I'm about to lose my whole life behind this bullshit.
She wrecked my car and then had the nerve to say, I saved you, bitch. You. I'm out. That's what she said. I am going to find somewhere else to work, and it's going to be safe.
Well, Chainsaw Man's really good, and a lot of people are like now getting antsy about the announcement.
Wait a minute, honestly.
I saw the trailer.
Honestly, wait,
did
wait.
You see the trailer?
Yeah.
I fangirled a little bit. Yeah, it's a good ass trailer, dude. Fuck Makima and how she also brought back several characters from the dead.
Leave it. Makima's fine, y'all. Leave it. Makima's good. She's all right.
Anyways, fuck that bitch. What you niggas been watching?
What have you been watching?
Not a goddamn thing.
I do want to shout out a movie. I went to see Everything Everywhere All
Yo,
at Once.
I'm trying to see that, man. Was it good?
Okay. Oh my god. It's the same way that I'm going to talk about Chainsaw Man. And where, like, when I was reading Chainsaw Man, it is... probably immediately one of my favorite pieces of media in the same way that Chainsaw Man is.
So you're saying that this is one of your favorite pieces of media?
Yeah. It probably is from my perspective, I think it's one of the best made movies of all time.
Of all time? You ain't even seen every movie.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to stick to it.
Okay.
I'm going to stick to it. Even if it's not the best made movie, it is probably my favorite. Okay. It is.
I thought you was going to go see Batman.
I thought I was going to see Batman too. But I kept missing going to see this movie. So I was just like, I got to see this fucking movie.
I
want to
see this movie.
This movie.
We're going to watch it on the Fire Stick.
Oh, is it worth seeing it? Yeah. It's still a good movie, even if you don't see it in the theater. So, like, if you get it on Fire Stick.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it on Fire Stick.
I need to find a better phrase than, like, best movie ever made. Because it is a really well-made movie that ties a lot of themes that should not work together very well.
I like ideas that center around the multiverse.
Yeah. Love that. With them dealing with the multiverse, it gets very absurdist, like crazy and weird in a way that like movies aren't allowed to be anymore. Where like it's just at points it's just silly and like that's what the movie needs. But like in the points of silliness, it is still like sincere in what it's telling you.
Okay.
Even though they're like waving dildos around, it's like still being like, hey,
dicks,
penises.
There's the
dicks.
There's one. Oh, I can't. I don't want to talk about this movie.
It's okay. Where, we could talk about it next episode.
Where
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah. I need a better phrase than like saying it's the best movie ever made because. Like you said, that's crazy to hear.
Nah, I was just playing. Sounds like that's what your heart wants to say.
That's what my heart wants to say.
Then just let it say that.
I think it's one of the best movies ever made. Little known fact is that the Daniels, the people who directed this movie, are the same people who did the Turn Down for What music video.
What?
You remember the T-Pain music video? You remember one where he's like, Turn Down for What, and he like... They that's like twerk through the ceiling.
That's not Lil Jon.
I know. I think it's T-Pain.
I mean,
oh, is it both of them? I think it's both of them.
I don't fucking know.
Is Lil Jon? Thank you. Okay, yeah, it's Lil Jon. My bad. Lil Jon Turned Down for What music video?
Interesting.
Yeah, no.
Now I'm gonna have to watch that video with brand new eyes.
Absolutely. And them coming from music videos to direct their own movie really shows on which like. The movie's really good at being a movie and not trying to be an advertisement for something else. It really keeps it within itself and it doesn't try to sell you anything else.
Okay. And I'm fucking with that.
That's what I fuck with.
I like shit like that.
Yeah, no. This next week I'll probably go try to see Batman. Because I heard Batman's really fucking good too. It's Batman, the Northman... I'd rather see it in theaters.
I'd rather see it in the theater.
Whatever, niggas.
I'd rather see it in the theater.
I am a... What's the word? Connoisseur of movies.
I am a connoisseur of movies. And I'd rather see it in the theater.
I'd rather see it in theaters.
I'd rather see it in the theaters.
What can I have without that over-expensive popcorn and the cold-ass seats?
Depend on what movie theater you go to.
It'll always be fucking
the one we
cold
go
ass.
To, they got warm seats, man.
They got warm seats.
Yeah, like the one we went to go see. Nah. That wasn't right. Not that movie.
I'm trying to see. What else y'all been watching?
I saw Morbius today.
How was that?
I'm not gonna lie, I was in and out. But but I think all the hate they was giving it wasn't exactly what it should have been gave.
It wasn't?
No, okay. I don't think so. I think people just hate Jared Leto right now. He gave a pretty mediocre performance. Not a mediocre performance, the movie was mediocre.
Yeah.
I think that people like to jump on hate trains. And right absolutely. Now, it's time to hate Jared Leto. People really hate him right now.
All right.
Did you know he's 50?
Is that all? All
right. There's a rumor going around he likes underage girls.
I'm sure.
Of course he does.
He does. No, he does. He makes a habit of talking to little young hairless coochies. I'm sorry.
Anything else y'all watch?
I gotta pee.
You I don't know. It's nothing day. Day. I'm not playing.
You want to talk about Spy Family, Crystal? How are you enjoying Spy Family?
I'm enjoying it. I need to catch up.
What episode are you on? I think 3. You still on 3?
Yes. I haven't been able to watch it.
That's fair.
If I could just fucking sit down, maybe I could. I said it like that because I'm angry.
I get it. I need to sit down too.
Every time, bro. But I am. I'm going to figure it out. If I got a slow day at work, how many episodes do they have in dub?
4? Yeah, 4 right now.
Yeah.
I think 5 in like the next few days.
Ooh, that Topo Chico come back like a ghost, bro. Shit. Anyways.
Go relieve yourself, bro.
I'm probably going to try to like sneak in a couple episodes.
I bet.
While I work.
It's really good.
I got a coworker watching One Piece.
Oh.
So like I was working and I like looked over.
You looked over and you saw.
And I saw. That's what I did. I just. All right. Well, here's, you know,
here's the problem.
Watching that bitch forever. Good luck. You gonna tire out. Don't come to me asking me about One Piece. I don't want to talk about that shit. I stopped at episode 200. Okay, I'm done.
200 is pretty good.
I tried.
I bet you did.
I tried, man. I really tried to be one with the One Piece community.
That's absolutely fair.
And I couldn't. I think 200 isn't. Most niggas watch Dragon Ball Z all goddamn. I didn't mean to say it. And you playing it.
Wait, Cedric, have you seen every Dragon Ball episode? What are you talking about? Every Dragon Ball Z episode. Have you seen them?
Yeah. Think about it. If you watched it, right? If you watched it all the way up from like when Goku was a kid.
Hold on.
Let me all the way up and. Oh, my bad.
Let me check how many episodes it is. No, you can do it. It's like 300
some
episodes.
Damn. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think I. Yeah. If niggas can watch that amount of Dragon Ball, and I did, I did a good job sitting through One Piece. I tried. That's why I bash One Piece so hard, because I tried.
The funny thing is, I watched halfway through Dragon Ball Z before I even knew about Dragon Ball.
A lot of people did, is because, a lot of people knew about Dragon Ball Z before Dragon Ball, because Dragon Ball Z came to the States before Dragon Ball did.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball didn't come to the States till like 2000.
Mm-hmm. I saw Dragon Ball first.
I remember renting Dragon Ball at Blockbuster. Trying to figure out who the fuck is this little ass nigga
looking
like.
It must have really blew your mind.
Hold on. Let me fuck
you. Yeah, because once they said that nigga name, I said, y'all niggas lying. That ain't Goku. Goku big.
45.
I remember Dragon Ball. I forget what channel showed it. I think it was Fox, but they would show Dragon Ball. I didn't know. Fast forward to like the Cell Saga and shit. I didn't put two and two together.
That's like 300. That's 500. Yeah, that's about 500 episodes of Dragon Ball, including Young Goku.
Mm-hmm.
If you can watch all of Dragon Ball, you can watch all of One Piece.
At least.
This is what?
At least watch like 100 episodes before you just like exit.
Here's my question for the week. For people who don't watch One Piece, why do y'all hate One Piece so much?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I can understand you not wanting to watch 100 episodes. Be like, hey, that's long. I'm like, yeah, cool. Don't watch it. But how come you're going to hate on something you're not even like in the club for?
Message.
Because like One Piece is good. It's the one that lasted of the big three, and like arguably it's the best one of the big three.
Stood the test of time.
Like, I have my issues with it. I'm not gonna lie, I have plenty of thoughts about One Piece, but
I just want to know what the One Piece is.
Like I keep saying, if it's anything,
it's Wingstop. It's lemon pepper.
It's a 12-piece lemon pepper parmesan and
12-piece lemon pepper. Gotta get that Louisiana rub. You know what? Just get the family pack, because it's a group of niggas.
You gotta get the lemon pepper and the mango habanero.
They gotta be all flats though.
Yes.
No. Oh, you fucking contrarian.
It's gotta be boneless. No. It's gotta be boneless.
Bro, that's a chicken nugget.
what the fuck you say? Boneless. You can eat that swill if you want to. Just go to fucking Wingstop and order the sauce, and then go to McDonald's and get you a 20-piece chicken nugget. Gotta be boneless.
Y'all are haters. Y'all are haters.
That's nasty as hell.
What you talking about? Boneless is nasty.
It's a bougie chicken nugget, friend.
Let me be bougie. Let me get my chicken nugget. Let me get my little half chicken and strip.
You're going to waste somebody's Wingstop worker's time just to make some boneless wings?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to waste all that time. I'm going to waste their 15 minutes to make my order wings, my 10-piece order wings.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm. I'm telling y'all, y'all gotta try boneless.
What's next?
All right, what is next? That's it. I don't have anything else planned for this week. I'm trying to think. No, I don't want to talk about it on the podcast. But what do you guys? Oh Jesus! Oh, that water's coming.
Looking forward to Saturday.
I'm looking forward to Saturday too. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with you, nigga? That's definitely what I'm looking for.
All right. This week.
Sorry, the week is kind of short, but we got things to do.
We got things to do.
We got things to do this week, and we're on
Honestly, it's Ren's birthday weekend, and
y'all lucky y'all got an episode.
We're gonna start partying. Right now. And tomorrow.
So it's, I mean, we sold up for the rest of the week, so.
And we won't have another episode after that.
Yeah, we got other things to do next week also. But it's okay.
Yeah.
We just wanted to check in, say hi. Hello.
Hello.
This is what we reading. This is what we watching.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I guess let me hit these church notes.
Yep.
All right. So make sure you follow us on our social media. We are on Instagram and Twitter. And that is K-House Podcast. Just in case if you forget everything, we always leave our socials and our episode previews. So check that out. Also, if you are new to the podcast, look over to your neighbor and say hello. Thank you for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you can stay updated on all of our new episode releases. What else am I forgetting? Oh shit, hit us up on our email. The question for the week is, why do you hate One Piece?
Especially if you didn't fucking read it.
Yeah. We'll probably put that up on social media. We'll probably put that up on social media too. If you know, sending an email is a little bit too hard for you, totes understand. Really do. Because I be kind of lazy trying to open up like Outlook and Gmail. I ain't got time for that. Anyways. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's it. Other than that, see y'all in a couple of weeks. Happy birthday, Ren.
Happy birthday, Ren.
Thank you.
Bye, niggas.
Bye, kids.
All right, we got a party in Dubai.